Thoughts on Haggai. Haggai chapter 1 and verse 12. Success. Now, what a word. What a rare word today, I think, amongst evangelicals. But there's the word, I think, which applies to this verse. Haggai has been preaching. Haggai has been calling the people back. God has been rebuking Judah for their laziness, their carnality, their self-seeking, their putting number one, themselves number one, and leaving God and the temple to come a poor second. And Haggai has been laboring in his preaching and prophecy. And then we read this, Haggai 1 verse 12. Then Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel, Joshua son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people, the whole remnant, what a wonderful word, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord. That's success. That's what I mean by success. That's what I understand by success. That's what I want by success. The obedience to the word of God. Success, in that sense, for the preaching of the word of God. And it was from top to bottom throughout Judah. The whole remnant, they obeyed God's voice. They obeyed Haggai's, and I'll use the word message because I don't mean preaching there. I mean the whole prophecy of it, the whole encouragement of it, the whole rebuke of it, the whole burden of God's word to this people. I say, how rare is this? Well, people can like sermons, they can listen to sermons, they can taste sermons, they can preach sermons, they can write their books. I know something about it. But oh, for that heart obedience, that turning to the Lord in his word. And we're told why, how it happened. What is a success? Oh, Haggai was a mighty eloquent preacher. No, he might have been. But Paul says he wasn't eloquent. I don't think we should take that too seriously. I think he's being ironical there, writing to the Corinthians. But nevertheless, it's not eloquence, it's not fine words, it's not rhetoric, it's not this. I'm not saying we should be stumbling, mumbling preachers. But the reason that Haggai was successful, it says it here, because the Lord God had sent him. He had equipped him. He had enabled him. It was 1 Corinthians 2:2 in the gospel day. What's that? My preaching, not enticing words, but in the power of the Spirit, the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 1 Thessalonians 1:5, that was 1 Corinthians 2:2. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. We know that God was with us. Why? Because when we preached the gospel, what happened? You believed it, you turned, you obeyed, you turned from idols to serve the living and true God. We know there was demonstration of the Spirit and power there. The arm of flesh will fail you. Only the arm of the Spirit will work. 1 Corinthians 1, we read over and over again, power, power, power. The gospel, the preaching of the gospel, though it's all foolishness in the eyes of the natural man, can't understand it, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. Nevertheless, 1 Corinthians 1, what is it? It's a power of God unto salvation. We are often prone to love the power of man. We got the notes. We got the PowerPoint. But there's no fire from God. There's no power from God. There's no effect from God. I've reminded you before about Howell Harris. He would open up, he said, by dealing with the context, waiting as he was speaking for the power to come. Well, this people really feared, respected God. That's what it was, because they feared the Lord. They knew it was God's word. This is what I mean by success. And therefore they believed it, they obeyed it, they received it, they listened to it, and they acted upon it in their experience. Preacher and hearer were sent by God and heard by the power of God. Nothing, nothing less will do. Unbeliever, I'm not interested in your compliments. Believer, I'm not interested in your compliments either. Oh, that we might all Taste and see how gracious, how powerful, how effective God is in his word. May today many hear and live as they hear and obey the gospel. Sinners to be saved, saints to be edified, God to be glorified. Success is what we need. Success is what we must have. Lord, send us success. This success. Begin with me. Amen.